This is Mythical.
We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. From Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans, they've got you covered.
Heck yeah, they do. Their products come in a variety of amazing colors, from classic black and white to pinks, greens, yellows, and blues. And the best part, Nicole, everything's non-toxic.
Josh, I've been in the market for a kettle for months.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about it a weird amount.
Yeah, I've bought like a bunch, returned a bunch, but I just got my hands on the Great Jones Fellow Kettle collab, and I got it in the color broccoli, and I'm so excited to make artisanal teas and coffees. I'm trying to get on my coffee game right now, and I'm so excited to use a gooseneck kettle. We have no idea.
I'm excited to use their yellow hot dish, aka casserole dish. Shout out to Minnesota and Fargo, North Dakota. I'm at that point in my life where I'm like, I'm an adult, I should have nice vessels to serve food out of.
Sure, fair.
Instead of just serving it on like stainless steel restaurant style things. And I like it. It's cute. It's got a good design. Bakes really well. Holds heat. I'm in, baby. And once you try Great Jones, you'll want to share it with friends. They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays, it's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life.
So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old, rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code SANDWICH. That's greatjones.com, promo code SANDWICH.
You eat the blue bag, the story ends, you wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You eat the red bag, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
What the heck are you talking about?
Nacho cheese versus Cool Ranch Doritos. How is that not clear?
This is a hot dog is a sandwich.
Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What? Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show where we break down the world's biggest food debates. I'm your host, Josh Scherer.
And I'm your host, Nicole Inaiti.
And Nicole, I can't believe that we haven't done this before.
I know. It sounds like something we would have talked about like ad nauseum at this point.
We've probably talked about it in our personal lives, but as I started to really sit with this question, Nicole, it changed me in ways that I didn't know I was going to be changed.
Wow.
And it made me really reflect on my personal values as a
human
being.
Really? Did it?
It actually did. I'll explain later when we really get into it. But first off, like, Doritos for me are the quintessential chip. They're the best.
Yeah, not for me.
Whoa.
I like Lay's potato chips.
You would take Lay's over Doritos. Interesting.
If I was at a party and there was a bowl of potato chips versus a bowl of Doritos, I'd go for the chips, obvi.
I would literally not take a single chip unless there was a Knudsen sour cream Lipton French onion dip mixed
You're
into
funny.
A thing that I could dip this in.
Mm-hmm.
So we're coming at this debate from different angles, whereas
sure.
I am a hardcore Dorito stan since I was a child. I remember all of the Dorito hype drops, Nicole. I remember 2002, Smoky Red Barbecue Doritos with Qui-Gon Jinn from Star Wars Phantom Menace.
Qui-Gon Jinn? Who is that?
Oh my God, Liam Neeson with the long hair?
Oh.
The guy with the green lightsaber.
I've never seen a Star Wars.
You've never seen one Star Wars?
I've told you this
Not a single
15
Star Wars.
Times. I've never seen a Star Wars. I've never seen a Lord of the Rings.
I knew that. I didn't know you hadn't
seen
a Star Wars.
I've never cared to watch Game of the Thrones, Game of the Thrones, I was that close to saying. Yeah, I'm just not that person.
They put little like Star Wars collectible cards inside this bag
Ooh,
of Doritos.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really cool, except you couldn't open them because they were so greasy from all the chips.
Why are there no Jabba the Hutt Doritos? He's the guy
there
who would
be.
Eat all of
there
them.
There should be. But you're coming at this from a morally neutral place.
Yeah, I don't care that much. I just like a certain chip flavor more than the other.
I feel like I know what direction you're going. But
you
tell the people what you believe.
I like Cool Ranch Doritos.
You would.
Of course I
You would. As somebody who does not like Doritos, Nicole, that makes sense.
You are putting words in my mouth. I'm saying I don't care that much about them. It doesn't mean that I hate them. Just because you don't care about something doesn't mean you hate it. You just don't care
about
it.
Apathy is worse than hate.
It
I
is.
Believe that.
It is. No,
that,
no,
that's
no.
That's true, though.
Yeah,
right?
It is. But, like, I don't have strong feelings towards it, but I do love Cool Ranch Doritos because, number one, they're Christmas colored. Like, the flecks are red and green, and
I like
that.
You know what they are, right? What the
red
flecks
pepper
are?
And green pepper?
I think so. Well, the number one seasoning ingredient in Cool Ranch Doritos is tomato powder.
Oh, that makes sense.
Which makes sense, if you, like, really think about it. And then the green is dehydrated bell pepper.
I love both of them so much. The flecks. The Flex make it for me. The Flex make it for me. I'm sorry.
You're coming at it from a visual perspective. You're like, but blindfolded, how do you feel about Nacho Cheese or Skull Ranch?
I'm a visual learner. I always have been. I need to see things in front of me before I make a decision, always. But the taste is better. Like, sucking on a chip, like the powder of the Cool Ranch, is so much better than the nacho cheese, because I can get nacho cheese anywhere. I can get nacho cheese from Cheetos. I can get cheddar chips. Like,
hold on. This is, okay, one, I gotta say, before I really sat down and marinated on this, mm-hmm. I would have said Cool Ranch Doritos.
Yeah, sure.
Primarily because I originally thought that, like, hey, this is a more interesting flavor. This is a more engaging flavor. It's not just cheese. You get the tomato powder. You get the buttermilk powder. You get the MSG.
It's good.
To me, Doritos Cool Ranch versus Doritos Nacho Cheese is like the sour cream and onion versus, you know, cheddar flavored potato chip, right?
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
This is their version of sour cream and onion. Even though Doritos actually did have a sour cream and onion flavor.
That sounds good.
In the 70s?
I would enjoy that.
What? But sour cream and onion is just ranch flavored. That's what I believe. That's
no,
my weird hot take.
No, it's more oniony than ranch.
There should be onion in your ranch flavor.
There shouldn't be too much onion in your ranch flavor.
But it's like a hyped up onion version of, but it's like satisfying.
I understand what you're saying.
It's satisfying that like acidic flavor profile, which if you're eating just a chip that's been saturated in oil and mm-hmm. then applied with oil so you can stick seasonings to it, mm-hmm. you want that acid to cut through it. However, when you said that you can get that cheese flavor anywhere, that would have originally been my argument. But I think Doritos cheese flavor is so much better than any other cheese flavoring. And that's where I come down on the nacho cheese flavor.
What about the spicy nacho?
Okay, here's the thing. I also believe nacho cheese and Cool Ranch, which uh-huh. one, I still view them as nacho cheesier and cooler ranch. Because my biggest...
Why? What does that mean to the average person?
Do you know what I'm talking about when I say that?
No.
Oh, my God. So, like, there was a time, probably, I would say maybe at least a 6 to 8 year period in which, for whatever reason, Doritos branded their products as superlatives. No, comparatives, I guess. That's the grammar word for it.
Okay.
Look up nacho cheesier on your computer, and you'll see the old branding.
Maggie, search it up on my computer.
Yeah, they were called nacho cheese, and then they had a spicier nacho, like fierier habanero. Yeah, Nicole, these are the Dorito bags I grew up with.
I never grew up with those Dorito bags.
Interesting. I mean,
no.
I would get so many Dorito bags from the gas station back when they were 99 cents and they had the label printed on it before inflation took over.
Yeah.
Median prices of homes have jumped 116%. Wages have only gone up 8%. What the heck's going on here?
Shame on you, America.
Anyway, talking about the Dorito Inflation Index.
Uh-huh.
So nacho cheese and Cool Ranch are far and away the top two most popular flavors.
Yeah.
In most polls that I've seen online, nacho cheese beats it in either like a 55-45 or 60-40 split. But those are the top two. However, I believe that they are the bottom two Dorito flavors.
Yeah, you're a spicy sweet chili guy, huh?
I'm a spicy
You've
sweet chili guy.
You've always been that way. I like the Tapatio Doritos, actually.
Tapatio Doritos
are... Those are really good.
Do you think they taste like Tapatio at all?
No, but that's the point.
Like, I agree.
You can't... The thing is, you have to put Tapatio on your Doritos. Like,
yeah.
You should. Like, every person... You guys don't do that?
No, I don't.
Oh,
I
mean, yeah. Everyone should do that.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about you open the bag and you put the wet Tapatio in there and then you shake it? Yeah.
Sometimes. I did that once, but now I like to just do the drip drop on the actual chip and just enjoy it.
Oh, you sauce individually?
I drip drop.
Do you eat with your hands or do you go chopsticks?
I eat with my hands.
But you eat Flamin' Hot Cheetos with chopsticks?
Yes, because the residue's too much for a lady like me. Sun chips are also very, very good because they have the ridges and you can use it with chopsticks.
Why don't they have Doritos that are ribbed for your pleasure?
Because they're already ribbed.
For whose pleasure?
The roof of your mouth.
Oh, no, that's like serrated for your pain. That's different. Doritos, Trojans are ribbed for your pleasure. Doritos are serrated for your pain.
Between ribbed and serrated. It's just your outlook on life.
Did you just watch the movie Seven recently? Jeez, what's wrong with you?
I do love that movie so much.
I bet you do. So you think that, like, let's go through the line of cheesy chips out there.
Okay.
I don't know why you mentioned Sun Chips. Harvest Cheddar.
Love them.
But, I mean, compare the actual taste of the cheese powder. Like, think about your mind.
Works well with the wheat. Works well with the wheat.
It does, because it's sweeter.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that it is the best tasting cheese powder. It works well for what it's on.
Okay, what are the other cheese powders?
Ruffles, sour cream, and cheddar. That's a heavy hitter.
Oh, so good.
That's a heavy hitter.
But see, I wouldn't even consider that like a cheese chip.
What?
I don't know why.
What do you mean? That's like the cheese chip.
The sour cream throws you off.
Well, the nacho, in the nacho cheese, it throws you It throws you on. It turns you on. That's why I think nacho cheese Doritos are better, Nicole.
No.
Because it's not just a cheese dip. It's a nacho cheese. They're spices.
But then what's the difference between that and spicy nacho?
Spicy nacho got more spices, which is better, but... But nacho cheese, no, there's like 8% more cayenne, 4% less buttermilk powder. Does that mean nothing to you?
Like, I mean, it's hard to keep up with you. What bad color is the spicy nacho? Pink?
It's like a magenta, the spicy nacho.
I like that. From a visual standpoint, I'm into it. But, salsa verde?
Salsa verde is a fantastic flavor. Again, that was what?
Nobody buys that.
Okay, salsa verde is too. It's an OG chip. It's a legacy chip that I think they've come out with better flavors since, but you taste it, it's still good. Salsa verde is to Cool Ranch as spicy nacho is to nacho cheese.
No way.
Sure it is.
In what world are the two?
They share.
In what world is there 8% spicy, 4% buttermilk?
Well, not necessarily that, but I'm saying you took the acidic nature, the acidic vegetal nature.
Uh-huh.
Because that's what Cool Ranch is, right?
There was no vegetal nature in Cool Ranch chips.
Bro, there is bell pepper dehydrated in there. Bell pepper in there?
So what?
That's like the most vegetable tasting vegetable.
No, not whenever it has a ton of MSG.
Okay, fair.
And buttermilk powder and all the other crap that's in there.
No, okay, so...
There's no vegetables in Cool Ranch Doritos. Let's get this straight.
No, hold up. There are different... One, a serving of Cool Ranch Doritos is considered a vegetable.
It's like fourth by, of broccoli.
By the whatever lobbying group hits up the school boards to put it on. So I fully believe that. Two, I think the devil is in the details in a lot of these chips.
Uh-huh. Extrapolate.
And I think in ways that people don't really understand.
Mm-hmm.
So I once, not to humble brag, got to go to the Taco Bell test kitchen.
Oh, wow.
To like see other shit.
BDE. That is some BDE. Big diabetic energy.
Did you know you're... my family really struggles with this.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
that was
it's
insensitive to your familial genetics.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You know, we're trying to make it work. Anywho, at the Taco Bell facility, I was like talking to one of their chefs and they had just this like big old rack of spices. And they're like, yeah, like we got this paprika imported from Morocco because we found out it's the best tasting paprika. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of one of these things where I was like, oh, everybody just imagines at these big processed food companies that they're just dumping bags of chemicals into a vat and it turns into your food, which is, I think, kind of true. But how those chemicals get into that bag is like a very curated process. So like I'm saying,
it's not just like a dump. It's like, no, there's science.
Like you have focus groups that are testing out the right amount of bell pepper powder,
of course,
to add to that. And not only that, like you have food scientists who are going in being like the correct ratio of fat.
Absolutely.
In a Dorito is this, and that is going to counter the amount of citric acid you're going to need.
Mm-hmm.
And
very true.
And so for me, talking about the devil in the details, it's that little hint of spice and citric acid with the nacho cheese. It's the green bell pepper and tomato in the Cool Ranch that makes it so beautiful and sets it apart from all these other chips. You know what I mean?
I know, but
like when you say the green flex, that's visual. That's what you want.
That's what I'm saying. But there's when you taste it, you're like, hints of green pepper and tomato.
You do.
No one is doing that.
No one's saying
Maggie,
that.
Do you do that?
The details, Nicole. Nicole, the greatest trick the devil ever played is convincing you that he didn't exist. The greatest trick Doritos ever played.
I don't believe in the devil. I don't need to believe in the devil.
Exactly. He tricked you.
Humans are the real devils.
No, that's right. And that's the in The Shape of Water.
Yeah.
Humans, Nicole. You thought the...
I've never seen it.
You thought the horny fish. There's a horny fish man.
My mom told me there's a horny fish. She really likes that movie.
It's a great movie. But here's the thing. He looks like a monster.
Yeah.
The real monster...
Is the guy who has him like chained up.
It's us. Oh. It's humans.
Nice.
You guys...
But let me tell you.
And then in the other... Oh, go ahead. Michael Shannon was the real monster. That's who played you don't know Michael Shannon?
Not by name, maybe
if
by
being
face.
John Malkovich was made today, it'd be Michael Shannon.
Let me see what he looks like.
Yeah, I don't know Michael Shannon. Played a...
Ugh, yeah. He has one of those faces.
Yeah, he's a monster. I mean, he's a great
definitely,
actor. We love Michael Shannon, but...
Definitely a scary man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if I see him walking in a dark alley, I'm going the other way.
I'm going to go like, oh, my God, Michael Shannon?
No,
big fan of your work.
Scary face. Wow, the lines in his face scare the crap out of me. Okay. No, let's get back to the topic at hand, Josh. Whenever there's a bowl of Cool Ranch Doritos or Nacho Cheese Doritos, which one are you taking a handful of more than once? It's got to be Cool Ranch because of the science in there. The MSG and all the yummy bits make you want to eat it more. The cheese is good. I'm not going to deny that. The cheesy chip, it's a good cheesy chip. But the Cool Ranch, it takes over everything. If it's there, it's the first bowl that's being emptied out. There's nothing else that you can compare to it. It is the most popular. When you get a really... Sorry, my mouth is like watering. When you get like a really saturated like chip, you know when the chip is like triple dipped with all the powder on the outside?
Yeah.
Doesn't that bring joy? You don't feel that with a nacho cheese chip. You don't even get to see it. It's the same color, same opaqueness, same thickness if it's triple doused. But you don't get that with Cool Ranch. When you see Cool Ranch, it has more flavor and you're like, oh, that one, I'm going to get that one. And then when you see it folded, you're like, oh my God, that's awesome. Like Cool Ranch just is more, it's a more better experience.
Cool Ranch is more.
Cool Ranch is more. And do we not deserve more in this world? We have been living in excess our whole lives, and we should continue. Excessiveness is the name of the game, especially with your Doritos. And I'm sick and tired of everyone saying, no, but this is... No, it's always been Cool Ranch. It's only going to be a Cool Ranch, except if I'm at Taco Bell. The Doritos Locos Taco has to be nacho cheese.
What the hell? That's the only part. That's the only time we're going to say Cool Ranch.
No.
They discontinued it in 2019, the Cool Ranch. I don't know if they've brought it back.
Yeah, because Cool Ranch and Taco Bell don't make sense, but cheese and Flamin' Hot make sense.
That's true. So they never I don't think they ever had Flamin' Hot, which is really weird.
Yes,
they called it Fiery.
Really?
They didn't call it Flamin' Hot. And that's one of the weird things. One, so the Doritos Locos Taco. I order Fiery over any of the other ones. And also, if you ask them, they will split a Fiery. Oh, they did have a Flamin' Hot Doritos Locos Taco. They don't currently have it right now.
I don't know if they do or not, but I remember it being Flamin' Hot. Yeah.
They also have one called Fiery, and they discontinued that. They brought that back. Everything I believe that happened with the Doritos Locos Taco was like almost like a handshake deal between Frito-Lay and Taco Bell, which I believe they're all under PepsiCo. So it's just like, I mean, every company is just owned by one company. Like Mythical is probably owned by Procter & Gamble.
No, it's not. It's
somewhere down the line. I'm just saying,
we would have known that. It would have been in our 401k. Because if we knew that,
the money.
If we knew that it was a publicly traded company, we would have known and we would have had stocks in it.
We are a Johnson. I've bought a lot of Johnson & Johnson stocks after how successful the vaccine was and how much everybody loved it and said it was totally the best one.
Are you Procter or am I Procter? Who's Gamble? Who's Procter? Who's Gamble? Is that a gamble?
What?
Procter and Gamble. Okay, who's Procter? Who's a proctator and who's the gambler?
Like you have to give like proctate exams?
No.
What are we talking about?
No, you don't know what a proctor is? It's obviously a thing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I believe, okay, you're talking about at a party. You got two bowls.
Yeah.
You got Cool Ranch Doritos in one, nacho cheese in the other. I admit that I would gravitate towards Cool Ranch.
Yeah,
But I believe that humans are also very bad at estimating their own happiness. And I believe we don't. I think that humanity. What?
There's no faith in humanity.
There's no faith in humanity. No. I believe that if I would gravitate towards the Cool Ranch Doritos. Uh-huh. However, I think nacho cheese would ultimately bring me more happiness. And so, and again, I didn't know that because I always thought Cool Ranch was like the cooler choice. Nacho cheese is the lame choice. Is the boring, the vanilla choice.
No one is saying that it's boring and it's vanilla. It's just your animal instincts will tell you to eat the Cool Ranch more because it's there for you.
But the Dorito, the nacho cheese is brighter colored.
Okay, I understand that, but the colors in the prism of the chip are more enticing in the Cool Ranch. Dude. Look
It's like looking into a diamond. A diamond isn't cool because it's clear. It's cool because it's prismatic.
It's multifaceted, like human beings.
Dang.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I'm sorry, I'm so passionate. The Cool Ranch Doritos is like looking into a mirror for humanity.
Shoot,
it's
dude.
Super flavorful.
Shoot.
It's multifaceted.
Where's this going?
It has so many colors. It's so intense, and you just want more of it. It's like life, man. You want more life, and that's the chip. That's the Doritos, man. It's the Cool Ranch or it's nothing. That's it. What else do you want from me? Thank you,
America. Thank you. No, dude. Okay, I'm officially convinced. And I think you're right. And okay, as a person, would you, Nicole, rather live a life? Okay, so imagine.
What's up?
I'm just asking a question. I'm not trying to like gotcha on anything Dorito. Now at this point, I agree. Cornish Doritos are better. You get a more engaging, enticing experience.
Yeah.
I still believe that the nacho cheese powder on a nacho cheese Dorito is the best cheese powder in the game.
It's good. Uh-huh.
But I believe that it's a more piquant, mentally stimulating experience to eat a Cool Ranch chip,
okay,
which is just a freaking delight. And life is very short. You should be out there seeking mental stimulation.
Yeah.
And so now that we, you know, still have to do a podcast, I'm just going to ask you about life philosophy.
Okay, I'm down.
So if you imagine your happiness level, right, sitting at, let's say the median is a 5 for your whole life.
Yeah.
You're a happier person, you're above a 5. But imagine for the thought exercise, you're sitting at a 5 your whole life.
Okay.
Would you rather exist at a 5 your entire life or go up to 7, down to 2, up to 10, down to 0
obviously
to average out at 5?
One. Obviously that one.
Well, it's not obvious for some people.
What?
Some people are like, no, I value the consistency. You ever just meet someone who like, it's Friday night, drinking my Celestial Seasonings tea and going to bed at 10 p.m. and I enjoy that. There are a lot of people who want to remain at that 5.
I do have that 5 sometimes.
Sure, and those are nice days, but you value diversity of experience.
Of course I do.
Even if it means being disappointed, even if
that's
it means
okay.
Heartbreak.
That's okay.
Right?
I think everyone needs to experience heartbreak at least 3 times in their life, not just once. I think people
need 3 times? That's excessive. Come on, 2
and
a half.
No, you need to hit rock bottom, and you also need to feel the highest point of joy, and both of those, and you don't need to chase to either of them to feel like successful.
Yeah.
I think human beings need to experience extreme lows and extreme highs, and then you'll even out eventually, hoping that you don't have any chemical imbalances in your head and hoping that you don't become addicted to either feeling. I don't see why human beings, you need to experience everything within reason.
No, I agree with that. To me, that's like the thing that makes life worth living.
Sure.
Right? And understanding that by chasing the highs, you're invariably going to reach some of the lows.
Yeah. And you know, for some people, maybe it's drinking Twinings tea instead of Celestial Bear tea.
And I think the Celestial one has like a weird cult background too. Does anybody know about that?
I don't know.
Maggie, just look up Celestial Seasonings tea.
Do you know Twinings tea?
No, what's Twinings?
It's like oh. Is it called Twinings or Winnings?
Is it Twinings? Twinings? Yeah, we used to serve the crappy catering company I worked at.
Yeah. Life is all about trying new things. And, you know, if you see two bowls of chips in front of you and they're both Doritos and one of them is salsa verde and the other one is sweet chili, eat both of them, man. Who cares?
No, but that like goes into, I mean, I think one of the reasons we are both in food is that Maggie's looking up the cult origins of Celestial Seasonings. Love this. Maggie, report back when you got some facts. I think one of the reasons you and I are both in food is because food is a very... It is such a hedonistic pursuit.
Yeah, totally.
That is, of course, rooted in history and culture and all that. But, like, you're putting stuff in your mouth that makes you go, that you really enjoy. And also, there's infinite variety therein, which is cool as hell.
Yeah, of course. We're lucky that we get to do that. I do agree that hedonism definitely catches up to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll get boring after a while.
Let me tell you, at 29 years old, I've learned that even living a hedonistic lifestyle for the majority of your life is not a good way to live.
But like, you only have that clarity because you did that.
Yeah, if I didn't do that, I would have been bored out of my gourd.
No, I can only appreciate the reason I wanted to say nacho cheese is better is only because I have been to the mountaintop, Nicole. I have eaten the spicy jumpin' pepper jack Dorito 3Ds. You know what I mean? I have eaten. They came out with a flavor called just like XD13.
Mm.
That was a mystery flavor, and
cool.
I have eaten that. I ate all 3 levels of their Scorchin' Challenge Doritos. And so now I can rest in that comfort of nacho cheese. But also, I agree with you mm-hmm. that you should be seeking those more interesting experiences.
Yeah. I mean, you are also the diameter. What's the thing called? The needle?
You odometer?
You are the
Geiger counter?
Odometer.
Seismograph?
Sphygmomanometer? I like that one. Sphygmomanometer?
Sphygmomanometer. What's a sphyg? Is that a heart? Is that one of the heart rate
measures?
I don't
know, but let's just go with odometer. You need to determine your own odometer whenever it comes to trying things. Some people are going to like want to climb Mount Everest.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's their thing. They want to chase that high. They want to do it and they want to be successful at it. Some people want to go and switch out their, I don't know, their hair conditioner for something a little bit less toxic. Like, who cares? Everyone has their own level of adventure and everyone has their own level of trying new things. And I think that chip flavors are a great place to start.
Dude, like, dead ass seriously,
they're
though,
the
yeah.
place to start, yeah.
If you had words of encouragement for somebody who is stuck, because I'm imagining a lot of the tweets that we're going to get from this, and people are like, I'm nacho cheese till the day I die. I only eat nacho cheese Doritos. And I think there are a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
Also, I thought nacho cheese is the original. I didn't. Well, I knew that Doritos, like toasted corn, was the OG flavor.
I like the yellow bag. I like that bag.
It's good.
Yeah, it's fine.
Plain flavored Doritos, yeah, but it's like a very good light tortilla chip.
It's a good plain.
And then I didn't realize the second flavor was taco.
Yeah, taco with the OG packaging.
I knew they had the retro packaging, but I didn't know that was actually the second flavor ever.
It was.
And then nacho cheese was like 74. Cool Ranch came in 86.
No one buys the taco flavor.
No one buys it. It's cumin. It's cumin.
That's what
people think is in tacos. It's like very rarely used in Mexican food. It's used in some. You had some moles that have cumin seeds.
Yeah,
in.
Sure.
Anyway, if you have any advice for somebody who is like, they're stuck in a Dorito rut or they're stuck in a food rut in general, what do you tell them?
Don't hang out with hedonists.
Why not? Dude,
do it
the
little
best.
Because no, do it little by little because you can get like really jaded. Like
what
if you hang,
oh, yeah.
yeah, you can really like blow a fuse and that's the worst. Like just do it on your own accord. Like don't be scared. Like, don't be scared to, like, try something new.
Yeah, but don't do it on your own accord. No, no, no. Let people push you. Let people push your chip boundaries.
No. Don't
yeah,
let
I think
people
you
push your
I
chip
think
boundaries.
You need, I think you need the instigation.
Maybe.
And I think people
Some
look
people
for
need
it.
Instigation. But also, it can be seen as peer pressure, and that's not good either. Instigation but and like peer some, pressure are some two sides light, of the same coin.
True, true, true. But some light empathetic peer pressure.
Like what? Like, give me an example.
No, like
some. Can you do some light empathetic peer pressure on me?
Yeah, what do you want to do? What do you want? What horizons do you want to expand?
I don't know. What do you think I should do?
Okay.
What do you think?
Have you ever been skydiving?
I've been paragliding.
Oh, really? God, I've never done any of that.
That's
I don't want to do any
badass.
Of that. It sounds frightening.
I love that stuff.
No,
are you
I don't
kidding
know what it is.
Adrenaline.
Peer pressure me into it.
Okay. Have you ever done
Go ahead. Flip that responsibility
Hello,
real fast.
Hello, Josh. Have you ever thought about bungee jumping?
No, I'm afraid I'll poop my pants out of fear.
Have you ever pooped your pants not being scared?
Yes.
Was it that bad?
It was at Ralph's. I pooped my pants at Ralph's, and I was wearing tight shorts and very thin underwear, and it was just a shart.
Was that
And
horrible?
So it wasn't like, well, no, because here's the thing, Nicole. I'm very glad you asked that we can talk about the story.
Sure.
Because it was pretty solid.
Oh, the poop was solid.
And so I could just feel it there kind of mashing around.
Yeah.
Like a melted candy bar in your
sure.
car.
I get it.
Shirt, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
It wasn't like it was like running. It wasn't showing.
Hey, have you
and
ever talked to
I
therapist?
I still needed.
Do you make your therapist laugh?
No, never talk to them. They scare me.
It.
And so you should be pressuring me into therapy. But here's the thing is I was like halfway done with my shopping. And I was like, well, if I go home to take care of this, mm-hmm. Or I also don't want to abandon my shopping cart and
was
go to the
Was this in college?
Here. No, adult. Just
okay.
just like a man.
So you could have just like you could have
yeah, just a man about
you
town.
You could have bailed the cart and then you could have just ordered it on Amazon.
Yeah, in theory. But then I would have had to pay an extra, you know, like $13 delivery.
No,
fee.
Not if you have a cart over $35. I've told
really?
You this before. Yes.
Well, where were you when I pooped my pants 7 years ago? You know, it was one of those days after drinking when you talk about hedonism. That's a risky run.
Yeah.
You get the dads.
Yeah.
The day after drinking squirts.
I don't call them dads.
You don't call them the dads?
I just call it me time.
No, I call it a wicked case of the dads. You were saying about paragliding.
Oh, yeah. You should just come bungee jumping with me one time. Have you ever thought about doing something adventurous?
You mean like, no?
Why?
You're talking like sexually adventurous?
anything. Why do you always have to put sex on it?
I don't know, because that's just what I thought. I don't like adrenaline. Like, I don't, you know.
Why not? You don't like, you don't like the idea
that feeling of your heart fluttering. It reacts negatively to me instead of
How do you know?
Because I've experienced it and I've felt it, and it makes me feel bad.
Have you ever felt it in a happy context?
Sometimes.
Has your heart ever
like, we got real drunk on that roller coaster that one time at Disneyland.
You did?
Yeah, it made me go on a loop-de-loop, and we drank a bunch of tequila at that restaurant earlier.
We did.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember how much fun that was?
Yeah.
Now, imagine that level of fun times, like, 400.
I did a rope swing once.
Yeah? Where was it?
Bass Lake.
Oh, yeah?
When you
hit the water, did it hurt?
A little, but it was fun.
You know what's the cool thing about bungee?
What's that?
You never hit anything. You just kind of hang. You like bob.
Oh, God, the thought of that just made me want to throw up. Nicole, what are your top five favorite chips?
Of all time?
Yeah, top five.
Do I have to do that right now?
Like, hey, okay, top five
I've
Dorito
already
flavors.
Told
Dorito
you this.
Flavors.
I don't have top five Dorito flavors. I like Cool Ranch.
That is the only Dorito flavor you like.
That's the only one I care about.
Fire habanero, you don't care about that?
That's okay.
You don't care about blazing buffalo blue? You don't care about spicy sweet chili, Nicole? You don't care about flaming hot limon?
Not in a Doritos context.
Not in Doritos. You would rather have that in a Cheeto.
Hell yeah, I'd rather have it in a Cheeto. Hell yeah.
I want an elote flavored Dorito, and I would love that sweet corn flavor, but I want a fair amount of spice, some tahini, and then like powdered cotija on there. That is my dream.
I like
Doritos.
Tahini chips.
If you can make that happen, that would be really huge for us. But no, I agree with you that you have swayed me. I still come away with this with an appreciation for nacho cheese Doritos.
Great.
And I accept that they are the best cheese chip in the market. You don't have to agree.
I don't.
But I do think that Cool Ranch is the gateway to making your life more exciting, accepting the fact that Cool Ranch is more interesting than nacho cheese and deserves more of your time, if not for anything else but to jump to those Tapatio-flavored Doritos, which is to say to jump outside your comfort zone, if that may be the case, then I think it's worth it.
God bless.
It's Sophia Franklin, and if you don't already know, listen up. My mini-series is live now, each and every Monday, and the only person missing is you. We're dating, we're dumping, we're learning, and we're tapping into all the feels that originally brought us together. Listen and follow Sophia with an F on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Nicole, I've heard what you and I have to say. Now it's time to find out what other wacky ideas are rattling out there in the Twitterverse. It's time for a segment we call...
Opinions are like casseroles!
Really beat me to the punch on that one. All right, first up, we have a note on Celestial Seasonings tea. Okay, so this is an article from Food & Wine that Megan pulled up. I'm going to read verbatim. Besides enthusiasm for tea, Mo Siegel, one of the co-founders, was an avid believer in a, quote, New Age Bible called the Urantia Book. First published in 1955, the Bible is inspired by Seventh-day Adventist movement, except that it was supposedly communicated to an unknown man, possessed and put into a trance by aliens. Mm-hmm. Yes, aliens. They say it was more than likely written by William Sadler, a turn-of-the-century psychiatrist who also published three books about eugenics and had a deeply rooted racist philosophy. Well, you know, And that's the T on that, I suppose. No, pretty messed up. Pretty messed up.
Did you know that the T stands for truth?
Like, oh, does it?
Drop the T, like spill the T. Oh. The T stands for truth.
Oh, I did not know that. It was like when I found out what Stan meant. The Eminem song.
Eminem song.
Stan.
Yeah, such a good song.
Yeah.
Dido sample. Dido.
Yeah. What's the cult behind Dr. Bronner's? The soap?
Sudsters.
They're like, no, they have like a bunch of weird kind of philosophy written on their soap bottles.
Yeah, I call them sudzers.
All right. First up, we got at Caleb Condi 1. Cucumber Gatorade is the best Gatorade. All the other ones just taste like salty dextrose. I do love some salty dextrose, though. And they are right. That's like the main. It's just salt, sugar, citric acid, and then some artificial flavoring. Love me the limon pepino, the cucumber lime Gatorade.
Yeah.
Really freaking good. Great little cocktail mixer, too, because you get all that cucumber flavor. I love cucumber Gatorade.
This is David's favorite Gatorade flavor of all time.
Oh.
Yeah.
We love him.
Yeah, he's great. Jamie _Lee13 says, garlic hummus on an everything bagel is delicious. It sure is.
This is Jewish culture, whether yeah. you like it or not, Nicole. This is Jewish excellence at its best.
I think it's great. I think this is a non-denominational snack.
No, I agree with
that. I think it's delicious.
I will say garlic hummus, though,
uh-huh.
is just you saying, I know better than the hummusia that made this, and it needed more garlic.
That's not true.
Because hummus already has garlic in it.
So they want garlic
they want
hummus.
No, that's what I'm saying. They want more. They're just saying, hey, your original recipe for the hummus wasn't good enough. I know better than you.
That's like saying I like black beans, but I want to put a little bit more onion in my black beans.
Yeah, you are saying you're better than the beanie.
The bean people? The bean?
That sounds terrible.
What is it then?
Say that? No, I'm just kvetching about nothing here. But I just, when I see like roasted garlic hummus, I'm like, all you've done is you've made the garlic flavor less potent in the hummus.
And that's okay.
And that's fine. It's a preference thing. But
there are like a million hummus flavors. Why are you griping on this one?
My favorite hummus is hummus flavored.
Oh, that's okay. That's fine. That's your opinion.
What's your favorite hummus? Oh, the roasted tomato with basil.
The one that has the pine nuts on it.
Oh, that's so good,
dude. The herby pine nuts.
Yo, Trader Joe's got some great prefab hummus out there. Trader Joe's says traditional Mediterranean hummus.
Yeah, I don't
didn't
like
take
eggplant.
A stance on putting a country name. Just said Mediterranean.
I like that a lot.
Listen, the modern nation state, pretty new invention. Everyone was eating hummus for a long time. Not to get political on it. I was just saying like it's popular. You know what I mean?
Okay. Meet the next one.
At @music_helps_me, orange juice and Oreos. I'll tell you another combination. Me and not that.
I'd do it. I don't care.
Citrus
I'm
and
crazy
chocolate?
Like that. I'm
you like that? Citrus and chocolate?
I love, you know, the little oranges you smack on the table.
Yeah, but that's not, that's like orange stink. Like, it's not orange juice.
I get it.
But, it's the essence.
Let me tell you what I would do, which makes more sense. Good. I would scrape out the center and just eat the black cookies with the orange juice.
Really?
The black cookies.
If anything, I want to...
with the orange juice.
I want to blend just the cream with the orange juice.
Oh, make a creamsicle.
And make a little creamsicle.
Do you like pulp? Into
no,
pulp?
No, I hate pulp.
I love pulp. Oof. I like extra pulp.
I like pulpy... I like drinks with chunks, to be clear. I love me a good chunky drink.
Yeah.
Or, like, you even get the dried mint on a doux.
Yeah.
You know, that's the pulp that I want. Or the coconut water with the pulp. You get the little jellies in
there. Oh, yeah. I love coconut water with the little chunks of coconut.
Yeah. Or chia seed. Chia or basil seed drink. Lovely. It's the only thing I don't like pulp in is orange juice because the pulp is so small that it's, and there's so much of it.
I saw the first episode of the rehearsal.
Like drinking hair.
And he said he wants orange juice without pulp.
Yeah, that's the title of the first episode of the
rehearsal. Really? Is it?
Orange juice, no pulp.
Well, there you go.
That's what he orders at a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to watch any more of it.
I think Nathan Fielder is manipulative and no other reality show has ever manipulated anybody. And that's my stance. No, I'm kidding.
The set deck is dope.
Oh, they pulled off some of the most incredible things.
Yeah, I need to watch
history.
It by myself. David doesn't like it.
No, I think like all TV is bad for society. And so I think, you know, for me, I'm morally neutral on everything.
Oh, that's
you know
bad
I mean?
Too. That's really so bad. Like, you're morally neutral on everything?
No, I'm saying like most TV.
Red
like,
alert!
You can't,
red alert!
You can't call. You can't like look at cherry pick one show and be like, that manipulated people. Now let's go watch Love Island or whatever. Like, no, come on. This is reality TV. Everything is manipulated. Everything's produced. Grow up. Read a newspaper.
Petey 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 says ketchup and grilled cheese is goated.
Yes, it is indeed.
Yeah.
And I say any grilled cheese too. It doesn't just have to be American. Doesn't just have to be cheddar. Give me like a brie. Nicole, give me a freaking brie grilled cheese.
Oh, you said that.
Give me like, no, I said freaking. I didn't say the actual F word. But no, I'm saying like you get like a fancy ketchup.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, doobie.
You know when they
give
put
me like
strawberries
a
in ketchup?
Balsamic
ew!
Ketchup with
ew!
Allspice berries and some caraway.
I'm going to put you in food jail.
And like a big prosciutto freaking brioche savarin cheese.
That's not even ketchup anymore at that point. That's a chutney.
Ooh.
You're talking about chutneys,
ketchup's
bro.
Ketchup's a chutney, girl. give me that. I want a grilled cheese right now. I'm hungry. I just ate a big old
Josh
sandwich
and
a couple tacos.
I haven't talked all day until this podcast.
Yeah, we haven't seen each other, so this is why we're all weird. @Abarab Ahmad, would you consider falafel a vegan nugget?
Sure.
Abarab Ahmad. I don't know why I hit Ahmad. I was saying hummus so much.
Ahmad.
Ahmad. If it, well, that's if it's Farsi.
It said Ah. No, if there was a C anywhere, it'd say Ahmad.
No, but the, you hit the kh, the on like
Ahmad.
Okay, Abarab Ahmad. Dang it.
Ahmad.
Just switch into, I don't know. Would you consider falafel a vegan nugget?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And one of the things I dislike about modern vegan nuggets, vegan burgers, all that,
yeah.
is that the perfect vegan burger and vegan nugget has existed for millennia, and it's called falafel.
I don't love falafel that much. Falafel. Can I tell you why? Sometimes I get some dry falafels and it really grinds my gears.
I think some falafel's not good.
And it's like deep fried, and it's not even good deep fried. It's like badly fried and it's just nasty. But like, I need to go have some good. If you have any falafel recommendations in the Los Angeles area, I will go. Just tell me where to go.
I dig on Joe's falafel. I like Dune's falafel.
I didn't have Dune's.
You ever have Mad Capra?
No.
That was the people from Falafel Arax.
Okay, I'll go.
We'll go get good falafel. No, but I've had a lot of bad falafel too. Like, to me, the mark of good falafel, it might be a regional thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I've noticed there's certain countries mm-hmm. that don't do good falafel for my personal taste.
Okay.
But to me, if you break it open and it's like a pale brown, that's not going to be a good falafel.
Yeah.
If you break it open and it's a wet, dark green, that's a good falafel.
That's good, yeah.
And I think if you take that and like that, oh, just that perfectly perfectly spiced, freshly toasted cumin, freshly toasted coriander, mm-hmm. ground up in there with all the parsley, all the herbs, it's like a good falafel is a transcendent experience with the tahina, Nicole. Mm, we need to eat more falafel.
Yeah. Next time we have lunch at work, I'm going to request that we go to a place that has like one of the new places that you said.
Falafel Arax, dude. We should order it.
E.M. Carpenter 15 says, noodles in my chili? My answer, no. That's chili mac.
Let's freaking talk about this. Huh?
I don't know what putting noodles in your chili?
Oh, my God.
I would love that.
So a while ago, we talked about, I talked about the idea that chili doesn't exist. Chili certainly exists. We'll talk about that later. Beans and chili, regional styles, all that. Some people, like Texans, right? A bowl of Texas red that is rooted deeply in northern Mexican chili con carne,
mm-hmm.
right? Like a real Mexican dish. And it's just a delicious stew. It's like carne en su jugo. It's a stew of meat and spices and maybe some onions, and it's delicious.
Yeah.
But what they're talking about is Ohio chili.
Okay, what's that?
So you're talking about like Skyline chili, Cincinnati, the stuff they put on spaghetti.
There's
you
a place here that does it, right?
Is there?
Chili John's?
Oh, Chili John's. That's not Skyline. That's that's a very kind of non-denominational chili, but they'll put it on everything.
I know Skyline chili. It's famous. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was created by, I believe, a Macedonian immigrant.
Nice.
So it's kind of got that like Balkan sort of flavor profile, a lot of warm spices, a lot of like kind of red wine, but mm-hmm. probably not really ketchup. Anywho, point is, in Ohio, for whatever reason, I took a recruiting trip to Case Western Reserve in Cleveland,
okay.
and they were like, we're known for our chili mac. And I was like, what the hell is chili mac? And they put macaroni noodles in the chili, or they'll put a scoop of chili on mac and cheese and kind of bake it off. And then when you keep like going down the rabbit hole, you find these weird regional variations of noodles inside chili.
Interesting.
Like in Columbus, there's something called Johnny Marzetti. If anybody has ever eaten proper Johnny Marzetti or know what the heck I'm talking about, leave a voicemail for us on the voicemail line. We'll tell you the number later. I'll tweet it out there. But I want to know because there's a lot of like weird regional variations even look up American goulash.
Is there somebody named Johnny Marzetti that made this?
Won the 2012 Heisman. No, that's Johnny Manziel.
What?
No, nobody here knows anything about football. So that
what is American chop suey?
American chop suey. Also, American goulash is another thing, but they're all some variations of like tomatoey spiced ground meat with noodles in it.
Huh.
And it's like it's hamburger helper is what it is.
Sure, yeah.
Which is a delight, but it's not something that I'm ever looking for in a chili experience.
Interesting. I think I got to try this. I think I'd be all about it. I love pasta and everything, so.
I love me just a good casserole bake with noodles holding it all together. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. And I would spice it up with whatever I wanted.
Mm. Yeah.
At Talia Tapper, ice cream is best when it's very cold outside. Huh. I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking why they would say something controversial that's yet so brave.
I actually sent that gift to someone today saying that the Georgia Lopez show is better than Game of Thrones. So, yeah.
No one on Game of Thrones has a burrito named after them at a taqueria in Paramount.
I mean...
Paramount?
George Lopez. I mean, the theme songs. You can't even compare them. I mean, listening to Lowrider by War.
Ice cream is best when it's cold outside. Okay, so when it's cold outside, you're supposed to eat hot things when it's warm outside.
hot things cool you down because it stimulates a body regulation response.
Yeah, you know, I've heard that, and people are like, oh, people in India do this. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't believe it, man. It's hot outside. I need a bottle of cold water.
Yeah, it's kind of like one of those things where if you stub your toe, people are like, punch yourself in the face. It'll make your toe hurt like, less. And it's like, yeah, you're technically right. But then my face hurts.
It's like having like caldo when it's hot out. Like there's a whole meme about that. Like I'm sure it works, but if I had to choose when it's 100 degrees outside to have a cup of chai or have a glass of cold water, I'm probably going to go for the cold water.
I don't know. I thought you were going to say glass of cold milk. And I was like, yeah, give me all the milk on a hot day.
Maybe cold milk. I like milk. I drink milk by the glass.
I will eat ice cream, though, during any weather, anytime.
I love ice cream.
I'm a big fan.
Same. I'll eat it.
I tried a new artisanal ice cream the other day. Did not like it.
Were you in New York?
No, I was in Santa Barbara, and it wasn't the Santa Barbara-based ice cream place that I love.
Well, why did you?
I'm not
going
to say what it is
that?
Because I don't. I'd like to talk about the good food.
Why did you do that?
It was next to the restaurant. I had great pizza out there, and then I did not enjoy the new artisanal ice cream I had somehow never had.
That's okay.
Huh.
Okay, this is funny. Melindy 8513 says Cheese Whiz on arrowroot cookies is delicious. Why? I know what arrowroot powder is, like the flour.
But you know who like primarily uses it, right?
Is it lactating women?
No, I was just going to say vegan, gluten-free people.
Oh, I thought maybe it like stimulates.
But they're eating Cheese Whiz. Wait, why would it? Why do you think arrowroot stimulates lactation?
There's like weird lactation cookie and like lactation biscuit recipe. So I was thinking maybe this has to do with
lactation biscuits are biscuits that stimulate lactation, not biscuits made with lactation in them.
You can't. Yeah, I think you can't feed people your body secretions without them knowing. I'm pretty sure.
Well,
that's
which
illegal.
Ones? Because there's
secretions.
Different kinds. Anything?
Secretions.
What if your sweat's gonna get? You know, you're working hard in the kitchen. Your sweat's gonna get in some of the food. Like I'm not saying to like piss in the chowder, but I'm just saying that any. Yeah, I don't think you should.
No,
why are they putting Cheese Whiz on arrowroot?
I don't know. That's why it was funny to me. The words didn't make sense.
It's like an AI wrote this.
Yeah, it made me itch.
I don't believe I've ever had an arrowroot cookie. I've never cooked with arrowroot. I had a vegan roommate who cooked with arrowroot, and that's the only thing I know.
Arrowroot is baby. There's baby food that's made out of arrowroot.
Oh, interesting.
Like little finger. You know when they're like.
Is that what they're talking about?
When they're like, oh, I'm a crawler. I can pick things up with my fingers now. Here's
also,
my snack.
I have a feeling there's like a Mandela effect with Cheese Whiz.
Oh, you'd think they're talking about spray cheese.
I think they're talking about Easy Cheese, which is the one that comes out of a nozzle, and Cheese Whiz is the one that comes out of a jar.
Yeah, that's
right. So I have a feeling that's what they're talking about.
We should talk about food mandalas.
Mandala or Mandela?
I don't know the difference. We should talk about that on the pod one time.
I would love that. We got to figure out if there's any. What are other ones that exist?
Chick-fil-A. Cheez-It.
Oh, Chick-fil-A not having a.
Cheez-It versus Cheez-Its. There's like a bunch. Yeah. If you really want to do it, we can
Hot Pockets brands. Hot Pockets brand sandwiches.
Exactly. You know, there's so many. There's so many.
One more.
Okay, let me do it. Oh, it's your turn. Sorry.
If you want to do it,
No, I don't want to do it.
All right. At Chichiru Yute 1. You peel the whole banana before eating it. Damn right I do.
No. No way. What? What do you hold on to?
The banana.
I guess what?
Yeah, it's fine.
Sticky
Dude,
wet.
I'm wet all the time. So I just deal with the banana wetness.
No. You got to have like a little, it's a literal mother nature has made the handle. So your hands don't get dirty.
There's
And then at the end, you push it up.
You ever see the video from, I think it's like, is it Kirk Cameron? I don't know. He has this whole video about creationism. He's like a very big evangelical Christian.
Okay.
And it's a video called An Atheist's Worst Nightmare. On YouTube, have y'all never seen this?
No.
It's a British dude arguing why creationism is proven by the banana. Because he's like, it has this beautiful non-slip wrapper that you can just hold on to. And if you look, the curves on your hand are actually perfectly suited for the banana. Because that's how British people say banana.
Yeah, like Pamela.
And I was like, I think that's arguably a better argue for evolution.
Yeah, exactly.
That it evolved to fit. Anywho.
Okay, I like bananas.
I mean, bananas wherever the heck I want. I don't like eating them in public, though, because it's like,
that's
you know.
I don't know.
Because it looks. And on that note, thank you so much for stopping by. A hot dog is a sandwich. If you want to hear more from us here in the Mythical Kitchen, we got new episodes for you every Wednesday.
If you want to be featured on Opinions or Like Casseroles, you can hit us up on Twitter at Mythical Chef or @Hadizadeh with the hashtag Opinion Casserole. Or if you want to leave us a voicemail, give us a ring and leave a quick message at 833-DOG-POD-1. That's 833-DOG-POD-1. Josh is being a sea dog, aka a seal.
And for more Mythical Kitchen, I had to fight a sea lion once. For more Mythical Kitchen, check us out on YouTube. We launch new videos every week. See y'all next time.
So did I.
Did you really?
Of course not, you dummy.